BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Large crowds have again gathered outside Indonesia's election supervisory board following deadly protests sparked by the re-election of President Joko Widodo. The governor of the capital, Jakarta, says six people were killed when the initial rally turned violent. 200 were injured. Jonathan Head has this report.
The crowds had gathered in central Jakarta to hear the official result of last month's election, which, as expected, confirmed the victory of incumbent President Joko Widodo. His rival, Prabowo Subianto, has continued to argue that his defeat was due to large-scale fraud, an allegation already dismissed by the Election Supervisory Agency. Increased polarisation, partly fuelled by disinformation on social media, has heightened mistrust between the two political camps, and many of Mr. Prabowo's supporters believe the election was unfair.
Allies of the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte have won a landslide victory in midterm legislative elections. They retained their House of Representatives majority and gained control of the Senate. President Duterte may now push ahead with reforms, including reinstating the death penalty. Police forces across Europe have dismantled an international crime gang thought to have made profits worth more than $700 million through drug and cigarette smuggling, money laundering and assassinations. Anna Holligan reports from The Hague.
The operation, codenamed Icebreaker, was the biggest of its kind on the continent. More than 450 police, customs officers and special ops units carried out coordinated dawn raids on 40 homes on the 15th and 16th of May. Cash, diamonds, gold bars, jewellery and luxury vehicles were seized. The organised crime group is suspected of trafficking drugs and cigarettes into the UK, smuggling the proceeds to Poland, then laundering the cash via currency exchange offices.
North Korean state media have lambasted the US presidential hopeful Joe Biden for his criticism of Kim Jong-un. Mr. Biden, who's running for the Democratic Party's nomination in 2020, was quoted as saying that America was not a nation that embraced dictators and tyrants such as Mr. Kim and Vladimir Putin. North Korea's state news agency said the comment showed that Mr. Biden was an imbecile. The United States has expressed concern that Syrian government forces may have renewed the use of chemical weapons. The State Department said there were indications of a chlorine attack on Sunday in the rebel-held region of Idlib in northwest Syria. A State Department spokeswoman said the US was still gathering information. News from the BBC.